Good for him. You know, I thought two good things happened. He looked solid and comfortable. His movements were right. And I thought the guys in front of him gave him a chance to get into the game, to feel the game. We gave up, I think, 12 even strength shots. That's not indicative of necessarily how hard or how good he had to be. The shots that missed the net and shots that get blocked. But I'm not overly technical usually about the goalie position, but it's kind of what I see from the bench, and he looked solid, square, comfortable. And, you know, he gave his hockey team a chance to win a game. So I was happy with him.
Klingberg said he wasn't too happy with his first period of play. How do you evaluate how he did?
Yeah, I a little bit nervous there. He had a couple pucks. Guys who start in that role, in that fourth line role, take that role personally. He had a couple pucks that didn't go where he wanted them to go, out on the one, and then he settled. And then he got his legs going a little bit, and he got in and got on the body, and I think started to feel a little bit more comfortable with his game. But some nerves, you know. This game is so much faster than the one he's used to playing. So when he had it on his stick early, it's normal to think you have more time, and then the time was gone. So it was a matter of just trusting himself, making this fast. excuse me, making the play as fast as he could, and then jumping in. excuse me.
Paul, did you see anything from Hutchinson tonight that would prevent you from playing him one more time?
Prevent him? No. No. I will. I would think you're going to see Michael one more time. Maybe two, but one more time for sure.
Given the number of key pieces you had out, how'd you feel about
it? I like 50 minutes of the game. I didn't like from the start of the second to midway through the second period. We stopped moving our feet and stopped moving the puck. The other parts of it, yeah, you're frustrated with your power play tonight. It's been running at 23% the last 15 games. We'll take that all year long, any day of the week. That puts you in the top five. You missed two guys that, it's some chemistry things. You know, Bufflin and Ladd do important things, and they both come off at the same time. And you're not, when we practice with the guys that we had, so there's some chemistry. Other than that, 10 minutes, here are the positives. I mean, it's 7 games in 12 nights from the West Coast to the East Coast. We played 4 elite teams in there, and then 2 teams that are fighting for their playoff lives, and these guys trying to get there, come out 500. 50 minutes of that, they gave you what you had. The frustrating part is the 10 minutes that were there. They don't have to look pretty. We just can't slow down, come off the body, or come off the puck. Right? So I'm going to talk about, we lost a hockey game, talk about 10 minutes, but that's not how I feel overall about the group and the effort and the try and the bench. It's so much better even right now than it was 2 months ago in terms of their awareness of what's going on the ice and their teammates and staying in the fight and all those other things. I just hate trying to sell that after you lose a hockey game because you don't feel like it. I don't want to be up here talking to you about it. And in the 10 minutes that I didn't like, it's not like they were blowing our doors off. You know, it wasn't when we were collapsing or cheating. We just stopped moving. We stopped looking the way we did. There was more of it in the third period on the puck, on the forecheck, aggressive down the walls. We just, their failing tonight was net front traffic and pucks to the net. When we were able to get the puck to the net, we didn't have net front traffic, and we will give them as much credit as they deserve. I mean, good sticks, good defensive team, but we said we gave up 17 shots here tonight. We were pretty damn good defensively as well.
Thoughts on Kane's game after missing one?
I thought he was like our offensive guys. You know, that there were some things that they didn't complete and that almost got done. And I made a change in the third period just to try to get some offense going. I think Brian Little probably played the lowest minute total tonight than he has in a long time. I think that has an effect. My point about Brian Little is I've just been so impressed with this, how hard this guy works. And I just felt tonight that some of those guys, obviously not Evander because he didn't play that game, some of those guys had spent what they had and gave what they had tonight. I'm not faulting his compete. We just couldn't generate some things that we had. Even in other games that we lost, we had some action, and it was out of quickness. And it's tough to evaluate one man in a team game.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.